Let's look ahead to the weekend's footy action and do Fan Friday. It's Liverpool tonight against Huddersfield. Let's start with the red side of things with Jay. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve.
Let's kick it off with the Youth Cup team. Success last night. So Manchester City and Liverpool, ironically, going head-to-head. It all went to extra time of penalties before Paul Gleitzel fired home the winning kick. Significant to have a youth side that wins that cup?
Yeah, fantastic. Made up for the kids. You know, last time we won it was 2007, wasn't it? So 12 years ago, and you know, hopefully a few of them will come through. But yeah, it's great for the club and, you know, great for the young boys.
A fantastic night. And of course, as I mentioned there, Liverpool against Man City, just as it is in the title race, and three to go. Jürgen said yesterday that he watched the Manchester derby, but he had no expectation of United taking any points. And I think I was in the same frame of mind. I don't know about you, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, we all know this is a poor Manchester United side, and let's be honest about it, they don't want Liverpool win the title, do they? So they'd rather see City win it. But I thought they had a little goal, didn't they, for 20 minutes, half an hour, but you could tell at the end of the first half that Man City were on top and the goal was coming, really, wasn't it? And I think it's, you look at it, don't you, where you think, yeah, let's stay optimistic and, you know, we're hoping for a miracle. And, you know, I didn't expect Manchester United to take anything, but I think after that game, there was that little sense of feeling a bit deflated because we're running out of games now, aren't we? There's only three to go and we are really hoping for a miracle, aren't we? A slip-up from Man City, and I know miracles do happen, but we've just got to concentrate on our own games and win our own games of football and make sure we go back top of the table tonight by beating Huddersfield.
So you said that word three times, so you do think it would be a miracle if Manchester City didn't win their final three?
Well, look at the teams they've got to play. I mean, I know football's not done on paper, but, you know, you'd like to think that they'd put up a fight against Man City, but simply Manchester City are a very good side, aren't they? And you'd expect them to win all three games. And, you know, it's just going to be frustrating that we've had a tremendous season. We could end up on 97 points, which would be enough to win the league title probably over 100 times over the years. And, you know, where we are up against this freak of a side, which is Manchester City, and they could end up with 98 points after getting 100 points last season. So it's just incredible, really, isn't it? And it's frustrating because Liverpool did have it in our own hands a couple of weeks ago, and we had a few too many draws, didn't we? It started really in January time, and we had a few in February, and the last draw we had was against Everton in the Merseyside derby, wasn't it? And ever since then, Liverpool have just won every single game, and here we are. It's still not in our own hands, and it's quite unbelievable, really, isn't it? But we've just got to hope and pray that it can happen. You know, things do happen. I mean, look at 5 years ago, Steven Gerrard, Liverpool were on course to win the league, and then Steven Gerrard slipped against Chelsea, and then the rest is history, and City went on to win the league, and it looked like Liverpool were going to do it. So, you know, it does happen, and we've just got to hope and pray and make sure we do our own business and go top ourselves and put the pressure on them again.
Jay, it's quite hard to dwell on the draws, but those results have affected it. But actually, as you say, Liverpool are heading for an unprecedented number of points in the league. And, you know, if you go back and maybe you discuss 2008 and people say, oh, the Stoke game, we drew a game there, and there are certain ones that stand out. But then you sort of think, well, you can't really pinpoint that because you can't win every game in the season, can you?
No, I mean, look, Liverpool are heading towards a season where it's record-breaking, really, isn't it? Points tally, and, you know, we're probably only going to lose one game all season, ironically, to Man City. But, you know, it's incredible, really, isn't it? You know, it's just so difficult now to win the league. I mean, to get 97 points and not win it would be absolutely sickening. You know, we've got to be immensely proud of this team. We've been fantastic, but, you know, ultimately you need to win trophies, and it's just going to be so frustrating. But people might say that Liverpool are bottlers, but how can you say Liverpool are bottlers when we're going to get 97 points? We're up against an absolute freak of a team, and the word that I would use more than anything else would be cursed, because how can you get 97 points and not win the league? So, you know, we're just, it's, you know, all remains to be seen, doesn't it? There's three games left. We are hoping for a miracle, but they do happen, so, you know, fingers crossed it does happen.
A curse. How much could goal difference be relevant at all? At the moment, there's a +8 goal difference for Man City over Liverpool, so City on 67, Liverpool 59. Of course, they face a Huddersfield team on -49 in their goal difference. So are you hoping for a big scoreline today, a cricket score?
Well, I think the only way goal difference is going to come into play is if City lose a game. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, I think if they are going to drop points, it'll probably be a draw. and that suit Liverpool. Like, this is the most frustrating part of it. We don't even need City to lose a game of football. A draw would be suffice. I mean, when they kick off in any game, see Liverpool at top of the table, as we're hoping to do tonight. When they kick off in any game, they're actually a point behind us until they actually go 1-0 up, and that's how frustrating it is. No defined margins of it all. So I think with goal difference, it'll only come into play if they lose a game, which I doubt they will. So, I mean, yeah, tonight is a perfect opportunity to get up, you know, the goal difference, you know, it's quite level, really, and build up a cricket score. But, you know, there's no easy games in the Premier League, is there? But Huddersfield are already relegated. So it is the type of game where maybe someone like, there was all uproar last week with the Mo Salah penalty and Milner stepped up and took it, and people were saying Salah wanted it for the Golden Boot. Well, tonight's a perfect opportunity for Mo, isn't it? I mean, I think he should get on the score sheet tonight and maybe get a couple. So, you know, here's hoping.
3, 4, 5 tonight? What do you think?
No, I think tonight, I mean, yeah, OK, there is focus on the Champions League game next week against Barcelona, but tonight is certainly the night to go back top of the table and make sure, you know, we do make a statement, really, and I think Liverpool will put a few past them, so I'm going to go for a 5-0 Liverpool win.
Nice one. Enjoy your evening, Jay. Thank you.
All the best, Steve.
Let's catch up with Mickey on the Everton front. Hello, Mickey.
Morning, Steve.
A few reports today saying that Richarlison is the key focus of Manchester United's interest this summer, as they look to rebuild once again. They seem to enjoy trying to take some of the best Everton players. Took Lukaku, tried to take Coleman, Baines. And what in return, they sort of give you the older players that have gone past their sell-by date. This sort of thing with United doesn't work properly, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think what Richarlison needs to do is, if he's got any senses, just look at what's happened to Romelu Lukaku's career since he's gone to United. You know, he was flying at Everton. He was, you know, one of the world's best forwards, and if you just, you know, look at him as a player, look at his body language even there, and now he's obviously coming out now with saying it's his dream to go and play in Serie A, I believe his latest comments are. So I think what Richarlison needs to do is get his head down. He's still only a young kid. He's done really well in his first season at Goodison, and he's, you know, he's progressing, and hopefully he can progress with Everton.
You don't think his head will be turned by any of these headlines?
Well, I mean, it's one of the agents, isn't it, nowadays, have a big sort of say in all these transfers, because obviously a lot of them are just sort of, you know, they're in it for themselves. I would hope not. I don't know who his agent is, but I would hope that he's, you know, he's someone who's got his head screwed on. And as I say, he just needs to look at Lukaku. That was, you know, what a performance from him the other day. I think he, you know, he turned around and shushed the crowd because he cleared a corner. Well, if that's it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I mean, as I say, if that's what Lukaku's gone on to achieve, and you know, it makes no sense at all. I think he needs to just get his head down, you know, stay with Everton for a couple of years and see what happens. But no doubt, you know, I mean, yeah, the likelihood is that United are not even going to be in Champions League, are they? So, if you know, I think if he's going to go, he's going to go to probably a bigger club.
Well, when he cleared that corner, the man next to me, Dave Downey, cheered and claimed that he would happily welcome him back to Everton. Is this a view shared by many Evertonians?
There's not many. If that's what I know Dave well, if that's what Dave said, then I'm shocked at that. I just wouldn't have him back. There's not. He's a different player. He's, if you look at him, he's a different person. He can hardly move. He's like RoboCop. You know, there's no way. He has no movement whatsoever. His attitude is wrong. I think he'd stink the place out. I think he's like a bit of a. His attitude is poisonous. And at the moment, he's certainly not a Marco Silva type player. You know, we don't carry any passengers at the moment. We need everyone to put a shift in. And unfortunately, with Lukaku, yeah, he brings you goals when he's on form. There's no doubt that he brings you goals. But I just don't think he's the same player. And yeah, not for me. I wouldn't be having him back.
Relevance of this weekend's game, Crystal Palace against Everton. Everton do need to prove that it's not just the big boys that they need to come out and play against.
Well, there is, yeah. I mean, it, you know, go back, what, 2 months, then it wasn't just, you know, the big boys. We'd struggle against them then. Obviously, I think we played Liverpool at home, didn't we, where we put a decent performance in. And we haven't looked back since then with our home form. You know, we've played really, really well. You know, through various sort of media, we haven't been given the credit. You know, it's looked like they've been bad as opposed to Everton being good. And it's nice because, you know, I love all that. You know, we don't need any credit, you know what I mean? The credit, the 40,000 people at Goodison understand the performance that we put in. And it's certainly can't be a coincidence that we play, you know, three of the big six, or the so-called top six, and we don't allow them to play. We actually just overrun them.
That sounds like it's hurt you a little bit, the lack of credit, despite you saying the opposite, Mickey.
Well, it's gone, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Because it's a national thing, isn't it? So people are looking at it, and all they're focusing on is the negative of our opposition. And they don't realise that Everton Football Club, the performance that they put in, they haven't allowed them to play. They haven't been at the best, but they haven't been allowed to, and that's down to Everton's work rate and Marco Silva's tactics. So when you say hit me, mate, it's bothered me a little bit because it's gone, isn't it? That's just a natural reaction. As I say, we seem to have turned a corner with our home form, but as you rightly say, away from home, obviously we've got to go to Crystal Palace this week, and we're only a sort of result away from Fulham, aren't we? Where you look at the performance, where it wasn't so good. So hopefully he's going to have them up for it. We've got to get in the face because you know what Crystal Palace are. You know they're going to be right off. I think they're safe now, Abby. So you would hope that they'd have the flip flops on, but at the same time, I don't think their crowd or Roy Hodgson would allow that. So hopefully, as I say, we've still got that seventh place to aim for. The Wolves result didn't help us during the week. So it's there. We've got something, there's something on the horizon for us for this European football. So hopefully we go there with the right attitude and pick up a result.
And the result will be?
2-1 Everton victory, mate.
Mickey, nice one. Enjoy your weekend, pal. Thank you.
All the best, mate.
There we go. Mickey and Jay with Fan Friday today.